You know, people in Pittsburgh used to say woof, too, for wolf. And I was like, I can't do that. Like, Gina said to me once, like, oh, it looks like a wolf. And I said, time out. I said, no, we're not doing this. You have to say wolf. If we're going to continue this relationship, you cannot refer to a wolf as a wolf. Roof and wolf was a thing.
Mm.
Couldn't stand it.
I mean,
have you ever heard that? Wolf?
I had never heard that.
People call a wolf a wolf? Yeah. I mean, it was across the board in Pittsburgh.
Wow. Is that a Right Eddie spot?
Right Eddie? Yes, Greg. I don't know what moment of the day is going to be, but the quick interaction of Boomer talking about how nice the weather is, and then Eddie piping in with his drought thing, and then Boomer going, just shut the F up. Then he going, oh, okay.
I did not hear it.
Oh, okay. You got, I mean, that, to
when
me.
When was this?
It was right at the top of the 8 o'clock hour.
8:03?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, and it was, and just Eddie going, oh, okay, sir, just shut the hell up.
Just. I was just commenting on how beautiful just another day
cloudless.
Is going to be.
Yeah.
And then Eddie had to ruin my little.
It's drought warnings and wildfire warnings.
Drought and fire warnings in New Jersey.
A bunch of wolves are going to come out of the woods.
I told them, children. When you're smoking your butt, don't drop the ashes into the dry grass.
That'd be bad. That would be bad. I know. I went and met my son on the 10th hole yesterday, right from the event.
Yeah.
There's not a cloud in the sky. It was beautiful out. It's not hot. Like, it couldn't
it
be nicer.
It has been this way since the end of August.
Hey, yeah, Jerry. Yeah, no, I know. Yes.
With this nice weather, am I allowed to suck off this area?
You can suck off this area for the last 3 months. Yes, I would agree.
Okay. Thank you.
You can suck off this area. But in fairness, I have sucked off this area in the fall, too, for the last 5 years.
Okay.
You know what, though? Let me ask you a question.
But
you
I would not suck off this area in the summer.
You're with your son, and
yeah.
You're playing golf.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you say suck off this area when you're doing what you want to do?
Because I despise this area, and I just don't like it. What do you want me to tell you? And I think the summer weather is not great. Now, the fall weather is phenomenal, and we had a good summer this year. We did.
We did. A great summer.
And you got to remember, too, I'm also scarred from two trips down the Jersey Shore with a house when it rained all week.
That's true. Bad experience.
A July trip and an August trip.
Yeah.
And I said I would never, never vacation in this area ever again.
Yeah, when we were talking about living here and the weather and stuff, this is for people who don't know. Jerry goes, I'm not like him, and points to me and says, who sucks off this area? I was like, wow.
I don't know if we ever talked about this, but when you were in Italy,
yeah.
Yes, we had really bad weather.
Yeah, it was a terrible week.
And it would have been the week you were at Fire Island.
And Jerry just kept saying, you know, if Gio didn't go to Italy, we would be at Fire Island. It'd be raining.
Oh, it worked out perfectly for
it
us.
It did.
Because
yes,
it was like cold and wet every
it
day.
It was horrible.
We were getting pictures from home of the girls like wearing raincoats and everything. And we were in, like, you know, 85 degrees, no clouds, not even a chance that it would rain. That. Oh, it was the greatest thing ever. It was a perfect summer. It really was. And a perfect fall so far.
Yeah.
All right, Jerry, what's going on over there?
We are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. And we're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I know I'm, again, going to be off the beaten path here, but because we're talking about nature and fires and weather and all that. Did you by any chance see the video that Eric Burns showed on the Mayor's podcast with Sean Casey, former MLB player?
Yeah, of course, Sean, yeah.
So this was Burns. So, you know, they talk World Series baseball and all this. And in the middle, Casey kind of interrupts him and tells the host,
there's a bear in Burns' house, and he was home. And he was home.
Look,
he was home.
Okay, so he wants to show the video, so he pulls up the video on his phone, and then Burns starts to explain exactly what happened.
There's this big open living area with, you know, couches, ping pong table, bar, everything. And so when I walk down, as soon as I'm, like, getting, like, second, third step, just do, I look on top of the bar is what I thought was a stuffed animal.
A big stuffed animal. So then he continues, and then he says he kind of realized at one point the thing started moving.
I'm like, what the f*** that? I'm like, whoa, what a cool stuffed animal.
And then he realized as it started crawling on the bar, he then had to go alert everybody.
I go upstairs, I go, Kara! My wife, there's a bear in the bar!
You have to see this video. It is, like, it's literally his basement, you know, but not like a walk-in basement, like
where does he live?
I couldn't tell. I would think somewhere, well, they're doing the podcast. He's outside with Sean Casey in the mountains somewhere. So okay. Obviously an area like that. The video is wild. What I didn't play for you was the setup where his 13-year-old daughter is upstairs with one of her friends, and he's got his 14-year-old son. They're literally right upstairs from this bear that is in their basement. And then the best part of the video, which is better to watch than listen, the bear comes back in. After it leaves, it pokes its head in, and him and his wife are yelling at it and running at it as opposed to, like, I don't know, locking the basement door, and the bear actually ran away. Pretty wild, though. The video is crazy. So,
is it? Let's see. So
you probably have to see it on the podcast unless they posted his phone video, because that's where I saw it.
Okay.
And all the video is very clear on the phone. The way he holds the camera up to his phone up to the camera, it's a very clear thing. And if you go to the YouTube show, it's all the way at the end, maybe with like 3 minutes to go on the podcast. It's easily findable if you have an opportunity. Really something to watch. All right, we got week 8 tonight with the Rams and the Vikings in Los Angeles. In terms of our local teams, Jets in New England on Sunday. Here's Davante Adams. We talked about him earlier, talking to the team after the loss to the Steelers. Here's what he wants from this unit going forward.
This team being so talented on the, roster-wise, it's just a waste to have everybody out there and, to have a dead sideline like that. Brees catch a ball and go 60, and we can't feed off none of the energy, and those type of plays are supposed to be contagious for the rest of the team.
Mm-hmm. The team, they're just rotten. The whole team. The whole organization just rotten.
Not yet.
Ugh,
not yet.
I mean, that's how bad is that?
I know. I'm just telling
you're
you how.
You're on the road in this hostile environment. These fans are going crazy. You just got Davante Adams. If you win this game, you got the Patriots next week to get the 4-4. You just fired your coach. Your coach is out on his ass because you guys couldn't perform, and they're walking around like zombies on the sideline.
All accurate. I'm not saying that you're not accurate. I'm just not giving up yet.
Monday night, the Giants are in Pittsburgh. Owner John Mara did say Wednesday there will not be any changes with Dable and Shane, and also made it clear in the offseason no changes as well. The Dolphins
expected no changes.
Okay. Right? Okay. So let me ask you a question. He's out, and he now is exposed to reporters who are out at the same function that he's at. And they ask him, are you going to fire your GM and your head coach? Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that at the end of the year. That would be the perfect answer right now.
No, you don't.
He can't say that.
No, he's not going to say that.
I wouldn't expect him to.
Then why even ask the question?
Because he may look like crap.
Like he may say something like, things aren't going the way we want to, and at the year we're going to have to evaluate everything.
And that's the story,
which is different than we expect them to come back next year. And many times he has said that with these previous dopes that he's hired. So I don't think Joe Shane and Brian Daboll are dopes. I think he should keep them, but you have to ask that question, especially with the rate in which John Mara changes coaches and general managers.
And has had the right to do so with the way the team has played.
Well, yeah, indeed. But he's also hired him.
True. Dolphins Cardinals Sunday. Tua expected back at quarterback. One person who doesn't think in terms of the helmet condom. What's it called again?
It's called the anti-concussion condom.
The Guardian cap.
Guardian cap, yes.
Who doesn't think it's going to have much of an effect in terms of protecting Tua is Chad Ochocinco and his reasoning for that.
Once you're jarred up there, even with that Guardian cap, it's going to be the same thing, huh? Them mother moving fast as hell, man.
You're talking about how violent game is.
Let me explain something to you. You got a couple players that I do believe have invested in the helmet company called Visus. And they make helmets that are specifically for each of the individual's heads. Okay, and they're specially made. That's why they look different. And, quite frankly, these helmets are better than any helmets that have ever been made before in the history of this game. And they continually try to improve them. And I'm sure he's got a specialized helmet where the back of it's got extra padding, certain pads around his head that are needed because of the concussions he's already taken. So, I mean, that Guardian cap's not going to, I don't think, would do anything. But I don't know, everybody just wants to sit in judgment of the guy who wants to do his job and make his money and play the game.
Yeah, I mean, I know other people have. I mean, I feel like we've been very fair to this, and it's his choice and it's his decision, and no one is pressuring him into doing it. And there's a lot of money on the line that he could take care of generations, and he's sacrificing maybe his future years to be able to get that money. I mean, no one's forcing him to play football. You know, and these are his decisions, and he knows what's going on.
I'll have more from Ocho next hour. I know we're running out of time here. You've got Game 1 of the World Series tomorrow night in Los Angeles between the Dodgers and the Yankees. We did hear from David Stearns yesterday. More on him next hour. Also, the Nets lost their season opener in Atlanta, 120-116, as Trae Young had 30. Cam Thomas had 36 in the loss. Nick Claxton was ejected in the fourth quarter for a pretty solid hit on Dyson Daniels in transition. NHL tonight, the Rangers take on the Panthers. The Devils are in Detroit.